I'm not sure yet.
He's going to get checked out. We flew him home. He'll get checked out at home, and then we'll see where we go from there. Obviously, he's had an injury on that foot before. It is a different injury. The way things have been going, though, I you know, certainly have my fingers crossed, but we'll probably know a little bit more in the next couple days.
Do you know which doctor he's seeing?
Mengden? I don't. One of ours. I'm not.
And how's Chapman doing?
It's no longer in the thumb. It's a little bit more on the top of the hand. So I think the good news is I think they've localized the actual spot. He's going to go Monday and see Shin again and potentially get another injection there. And if that's the spot, you know, this alleviates it, then hopefully we're on the downside of this thing. But you will not see him in Detroit.
Side when Jackson's sitting out here.
He will pitch tomorrow.
He will.
He will.
When will he be activated tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you think of bringing him in, especially considering his long career and many teams?
He has been in with a few. I'm probably the only guy in the clubhouse that has never met him. but I did earlier today, and obviously he gets along with people if he's moved around as much as he has. From what I understand, he is a terrific gentleman and, you know, one that another great resource for younger guys to see how he goes about his business. So it was an easy conversation. He's appreciative of being here. Don't think he's worn white shoes before, so this is a first for him. And he's quite a few firsts, so I know he's excited about getting an opportunity tomorrow.
What did the report say about him? What have you heard?
He's pitched pretty well. I mean, last outing was good. I think he had one that was not so good and a couple that were good. So I don't think it's as much about that as it is about making sure his pitch count's there and he's ready to go out there and give you a full compliment. You know, these are veteran guys that end up eating innings and have an idea of what they're doing. They certainly know the opponent and have experience. So we're lucky to have them.
What does it tell you about somebody who's willing to kind of go to so many different teams and go back to the minor leagues and try different things?
Right. It means that he loves baseball and there's a certain passion for it. So, you know, at some point in time in your career, I mean, do you really want to go back to the minor leagues? But obviously he loves the game enough and he believes in himself enough that he's going to get another opportunity and here it is for him.
But have you seen that's going on with Simeon here in this series defensively?
You know what, I think he's probably gotten a couple of tough ones as far as the hops go. You know, whenever you get hit in the chest, the ball comes up a little bit. So I don't think it's anything more than that. You know, the next one's hit to him, he turns a double play to end the game. So shortstops are going to get enough chances to where you're going to have your times where you're going to make some errors. But as we've seen, he's as hardworking a guy as we have, and he's made significant strides over the last couple of years.
I was looking at some of the more advanced numbers, and he's actually right near the top in some of the, you know, range things and things like that.
Yeah, I think you've seen him make the plus play more than we've ever seen him before. Certainly as a shortstop, you want him to make all the routine plays, but we've seen him make some really good plays this year, and that just comes with more experience. So he's doing a nice job for us. Sometimes a couple balls are going to stand out, and like I said, you know, maybe in this series, but you know, he's the type of guy that wants the ball hit to him and given another opportunity, and he got that opportunity into the game.
Is Trinan available today? Threw a lot of pitches.
I don't usually say that, but yes, he is available today. If he wasn't, I probably wouldn't say anything.
What did you think of the work that your bullpen turned in yesterday?
I thought it was great. We've had to do this so many times this year. You know, you're down 5-0, and all of a sudden you claw back, and you know you're going to have to use any number of guys. Didn't really want to use Trevino and Trinan as much as we did yesterday, but the opportunity was there, and they were both rested enough to be able to do it and be available today. So I think all in all, everybody did a great job yesterday. And, you know, when it ends up with a W, and we had to get quite a few outs in the ninth to secure it, it means everybody, you know, contributed yesterday, and that was definitely the case.
Good.